CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammie McCormick. The death toll in Texas from the floods is now at 95. 27 of the victims were from a girls' camp. Senator Ted Cruz.
The children, the little girls who were lost at Camp Mystic. That's every parent's nightmare.
Correspondent Jason Allen.
Some places, there is nothing left. You can't even tell what was there before this flood came through. And this is a part of the country that people here know as a flash flood alley. There is a combination of extreme rain events, very thin soil. So officials here over the last 3 days say they have rescued more than 850 people, some of them from the tops of trees and others from rooftops.
There have been questions about whether there was sufficient warning and whether National Weather Service cuts added to the tragedy. Stacey Lynn has White House reaction.
While some say the Trump administration's cuts to the National Weather Service may have played a part,
despite unprecedented rainfall, the National Weather Service executed timely and precise forecasts and warnings.
Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt pushed back on the allegations.
Blaming President Trump for these floods is a depraved lie.
She said the Weather Service did its job.
So to any person who has deliberately lied about these facts surrounding this catastrophic event, you should be deeply ashamed.
Stacey Lynn, CBS News, the White House.
A tropical storm swept through the Carolinas this weekend, dumping heavy rains and causing flooding.
It was really scary. And then the lights went out. It was dark, and all you could see was the water just moving. It was really scary, for real.
At least one death is blamed on the storm. Two other people are missing. President Trump sent letters to U.S. trading partners today advising them that a deadline is approaching to reach an agreement and avoid higher tariffs. In the case of Japan and South Korea, 25% tariffs. CBS's Natalie Brand.
Notably, those higher rates would not take effect until August 1st. So it seems as though there's a few more weeks of negotiations here, but the administration trying to keep pressure on the top trading partners that it hopes to achieve deals with.
At the White House this evening, President Trump will meet with Israel's prime minister, and Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt says the latest Gaza ceasefire proposal will be discussed.
An agreeable and appropriate ceasefire proposal has been sent to Hamas, and I can also tell you Special Envoy Witkoff intends to travel to Doha later this week, where he will continue to engage in these discussions.
Trump has been pushing for a ceasefire, which could lead to an end to the war. On Wall Street today, investors were nervous about the new threatened tariffs against Asian nations. The Dow Jones Industrials finished the day 422 points lower. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-209-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. He's telling us there's a chance
This morning in Milwaukee, Governor Tony Evers said he'll likely decide on a re-election bid within a couple of weeks. He was in town promoting the state's new budget. A proposal to expand solar energy at Racine Unified Schools will be discussed by the school board this evening. If approved, Case, Goodland Montessori, Walden 3, and Gifford K through 8 would get new solar panels, a move estimated to save $300,000 a year. It would be an outlay of just over $5 million. Two men died in separate incidents on Delavan Lake Saturday. One was a 26-year-old from Texas who drowned near the Viewcrest area. Another was a 57-year-old Illinois man found responsive on a boat earlier that day. Authorities say both deaths remain under investigation. No foul play is suspected. The Racine Finance and Personnel Committee convenes at 5:30 at the library instead of City Hall due to ongoing elevator repairs. For details on what's being discussed, check the agenda at racinecountyeye.com. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Baseball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from AmFam Field, where the Brewers open up a series against the LA Dodgers. Milwaukee with a 3-1 win over the Marlins yesterday. Brandon Woodruff held Miami to just two hits, one run, striking out eight on 70 pitches in six innings. Jackson Churio at the plate, top of the third on FanDuel Wisconsin.
And a drive into left field. That'll get a run in. Plenty. It is up and it is going to be gone. Jackson Churio goes deep. His 15th slider that backed up over the inside part of the plate, and Churio crushed it.
Freddy Peralta gets the start tonight after finding out next week he'll be at the All-Star game.
All the work that we put every day, when you have the right people around, and everything can be great.
Rhys Hoskins headed to the IL with a sprained right thumb. Andrew Vaughn being called up from Nashville to play first base. NBA, the Bucks have re-signed guard Ryan Rollins to a three-year deal worth $12 million. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
Meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy for tonight with lows in the low 60s. For tomorrow, increasing clouds, some showers and storms in the afternoon and evening. A high right around 80. Beautiful Wednesday ahead as it clears out, sunshine returns, highs upper 70s to 80. Right now it's 73.
Time for Kurt Vohman's 5 o'clock class reunion, where you help us pick three songs from today's year and relive those high school glory days. Or maybe gory days. No matter what, it's fun. Today, it's 1964.
Welcome to WRJN's 5 o'clock class reunion. Three great songs from one great year, 1964. In 1964, the Beatles were on the airwaves, the economy was humming, and somewhere in the distance, a teenager is using Aquanet like it's going out of style. In Washington, President Lyndon B. Johnson was signing the Civil Rights Act into law, a historic step forward for equality and justice in America. And back here in Wisconsin, folks gathered around their black and white TVs to watch it happen, probably while munching on a Ring Ding and sipping an ice-cold Blatz. On the radio in 1964, we were listening to the Beatles.
Baby's good to me, you know she's happy as can be, you know she said so. She's mine, you know, she tells me all the time, you know, she said so. I'm in love with her and I feel fine. I'm so glad that she's my little girl. She's so glad she's telling me. know she said so. She's in love with me and I feel fine. Baby says she's mine, you know she tells me all the time, you know she said so.
From 1964, it's the Beatles and I Feel Fine on WRJN's 5 o'clock class reunion today featuring the class of 1964. Of course, it was in February of 1964 that the Beatles first appeared on the Ed Sullivan Show, and it sounded like this.
Now, yesterday and today, our theater's been jammed with newspapermen and hundreds of photographers from all over the nation, and these veterans agree with me that the city never has witnessed the excitement stirred by these youngsters from Liverpool who call themselves the Beatles. Now, tonight, you're going to twice be entertained by them, right now and again in the second half of our show. Ladies and gentlemen, the Beatles!
Now, the Beatles weren't the only British band on the radio in 1964. We were also listening to the Rolling Stones. Time is on my side. This is WRJN's 5 o'clock class reunion today, featuring the class of 1964.
Yes, it is. Searching for good times.
1964, it's the Rolling Stones, and Time Is On My Side on WRJN's 5 o'clock class reunion, today featuring the class of 1964. That was one of two songs the Stones performed on their first Ed Sullivan Show appearance. That was on October 25th, 1964. The Stones returned to the show five more times, always earning a wildly enthusiastic greeting from the crowd. Well, in 1964, America was first introduced to G.I. Joe.
G.I. Joe, G.I. Joe, fighting man from head to toe, on the land, on the sea, in the air.
G.I. Joe attacks! Boom, boom! G.I. Joe takes the hill! Bam, bam! Terrific battle!
Terrific equipment to have a battle with. When you get G.I. Joe and the authentic G.I. Joe equipment, you'll have the greatest realism, the greatest fun you ever had in playing soldier. Box after box of authentic uniforms and equipment, so you can change your G.I. Joe soldier into a camouflage Marine ready for battle, a Navy frogman with complete scuba suit and inflatable life raft, an Air Force pilot with high-altitude helmet and air vest. Get G.I. Joe and get G.I. Joe equipment so you can set up exciting battle action whenever you want. Remember, only G.I. Joe is G.I. Joe.
In 1964 on the radio, we were listening to Diana Ross and the Supremes and Baby Love on WRJN's 5 o'clock class reunion. It's Diana Ross and the Supremes and Baby Love on WRJN's 5 o'clock class reunion, today featuring the class of 1964. Baby Love was released on September 17th, 1964, while Where Did Our Love Go was still on the charts. Their next three singles, Come See About Me, Stop in the Name of Love, and Back in My Arms Again, all reached the top spot. What were we watching on the big screen in 1964?
It's supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. Even though the sound of it is something quite atrocious, if you say it loud enough, you'll always sound precocious. Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Because I was afraid to speak when I was just a lad. My father gave me nails and tweet and told me I was bad. But then one day I learned a word, the psychiatrist knows.
The biggest word you ever heard, and this is how it goes. Oh,
Julie Andrews and Dick Van Dyke in Mary Poppins premiered in 1964. And that is going to wrap up today's WRJN 5 o'clock class reunion featuring the class of 64. Be sure to tune in tomorrow afternoon, just after the 5 p.m. news, for another class reunion. Tomorrow, the class of 1970.
Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
Soak up the sun and turn up the fun at the Lanes on 20. Kids bowl for free through Labor Day. Stop in, sign up, and bring the whole family for a summer packed with strikes, spares, and smiles.
Yes!
Pair it with some solid wings, burgers, and barbecue from Racine's Best Kept Secret, Angry Brothers Pub. And don't miss unbeatable food and tasty beverage specials during Brewers broadcasts, the Racine Raiders Roundup, and game day gatherings. Come for the bowling, stay for the party at the Lanes on 20, just west of Green Bay Road.
Tired of living with pain? Pope Family Chiropractic believes your body deserves to feel its best naturally. They offer fast and effective relief for headaches, sciatica, back pain, and can also give you a complete care plan to address a wide range of symptoms. Pope Family Chiropractic accepts most insurances, but also offers cash discounts for uninsured or high deductibles. Stop by to book your same-day appointment at Pope Family Chiropractic, located at 414 6th Street, downtown Racine, or look them up at drpope.net. Relief is just a call away.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. The website climate.gov is no more. The site that served as a trusted resource for federal research on climate change has been officially shut down a month after its staff was fired by the Trump administration. When it was online, climate.gov received hundreds of thousands of visitors every month. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration says climate information will be housed elsewhere on its website. $16 million in state funding could soon be on the way to help farmers improve water quality in rural Wisconsin. The Joint Committee on Finance recently committed the funding for a host of environmentally minded farm programs after months of work from Clean Wisconsin and its partners. The funding still needs to be passed by the full legislature and signed into law by Governor Evers. Knowledge is power. For a deep dive into Wisconsin's most pressing environmental issues, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN has partnered with the Racine County Eye to cover the city and county like never before. You can hear the breaking news and headlines on WRJN. Then get in-depth coverage online at RacineCountyEye.com. The county's largest staff of local reporters now working together to keep you up to date on the air and online.
Love.
local news, timeless hits from the Righteous Brothers, an unchained melody from 1965 on WRJN. I don't know about you, every time I hear that song, I always think of the movie Ghost with Demi Moore and Patrick Swayze, don't you?
rushing, but I can't help falling in love with you. Shall I stay? Would it be if I can't help falling in love with you? Like a river flows surely to the sea, darling, so it goes. Some things are meant to be.
Scenes home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. What do you say we get you into that WRJN Radio Park newsroom?
From the WRJN Radio Park newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The important stuff starts in finance. The Racine Finance and Personnel Committee convenes at 5:30 at the library instead of City Hall due to ongoing elevator repairs. For details on what's being discussed, check the agenda at racinecountyeye.com. He's telling us there's a chance. This morning in Milwaukee, Governor Tony Evers said he'll likely decide on a re-election bid within a couple of weeks. He was in town promoting the state's new budget. While here, Evers highlighted a major investment in childcare, saying it will lower costs for families and strengthen services. A license plate found in Kenosha County led to the feds taking down a nationwide network of crime. Joanne Krulatz has more.
Nine Wisconsinites accused of being part of a multi-million-dollar interstate car theft ring have been federally charged. The U.S. Attorney's Office says from 2019 to early 2024, a total of 23 people from six states named in the indictment were involved in the theft of more than 175 high-end vehicles from dealerships, factories, and airports, including Milwaukee's Mitchell International Airport. Those charged are also accused of transporting the vehicles across state lines, altering vehicle ID numbers, making fake motor vehicle titles, and selling the stolen cars for money and drugs. All the defendants are charged with conspiracy and face up to 5 years in prison and a $250,000 fine if convicted, with some facing additional charges.
And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
WRJN weather.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy for tonight with lows in the low 60s. For tomorrow, increasing clouds, some showers and storms in the afternoon and evening. A high right around 80. Beautiful Wednesday ahead as it clears out, sunshine returns, highs upper 70s to 80. Right now it's 73.
WRJN. Wouldn't you like to ride in my beautiful balloon? Would you like to ride in my beautiful balloon? We could float among the stars together, you and I.
Oh, we can fly. Up and away, my beautiful, my beautiful.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN.
What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's
She's
happening.
Here, Diane Carlson, Executive Director of the Racine Arts Council. And Diane, what's the buzz? Tell me what's happening in the Racine Arts community.
Oh, so very much. We've talked about the plethora of summer concert series that are available to enjoy here in Racine County.
Right.
Just throw a chair, a blanket, and your trusty can of off in the car and enjoy. This week, there are so many opportunities to enjoy something outdoors. I thought maybe they'd just have a recap of what's happening.
Sure.
So starting on Tuesday, July 8th at 6:30, the Village of Mount Pleasant has another Sounds at Sunset concert at Campus Park. This week, they're hosting the Love Monkeys. They have food trucks on site and cold drinks for sale. And this is a free general admission event.
Free!
Free! And then on Wednesday, Animal Crackers is back at the Racine Zoo. I'm sure you're talking about that all kinds of ways because it's an exciting change. Davina and the Vagabonds will be there this week. They're a popular favorite. Doors open at 5:30 to start enjoying the grounds. The concert's at 7. Animal Crackers benefits the zoo, so tickets are required. You can find out more on their website at racinezoo.org/animal-crackers.
Okay.
On Thursday at noon, there's an indoor option. So wind, rain, heat, they're still going. Music and More is a free one-hour concert that always packs a lot of talent into a lunchtime at First Presbyterian Church. This week, they are featuring Flutissimo, which I'm really excited about because I haven't seen them yet. So I may have not pronounced their name correctly, but they are a flute ensemble, a flute orchestra, if you will. Also this week is Ezra Olson on piano, and Amy Mack will have a stint singing. Thursday evening, the place to be is Echo Park in Burlington, where B-Town Sounds presents Jake Gill. It's a free concert series, and if you come hungry, you'll find something for sale that tempts your taste buds, too. Music on the Monument is at Monument Square in downtown Racine on Friday afternoon from 4:30 to 7:30. This week, it's the Ivy Ford Band playing the blues. Friday night, the Creative Crawl is part of our First Friday's event, so you can keep on exploring downtown Racine all evening. Be back at Echo Park in Burlington on Friday night when the Kiwanis Civic Band brings their music of heroes and villains to the stage. While you cheer on the heroes and fight off the villains with popular movie music, you're also encouraged to come in your favorite superhero or villain costume, and they're planning a costume contest. Saturday, there's another reason to be in downtown Racine when Saturday Sounds on the Square has the music of Sure Thing on Monument Square. And don't forget to check out the kites throughout downtown as part of the public art project. Sunday, it's another free Racine Concert Band concert at their new home at Rotary Park on the Festival Hall grounds. They perform at 7, rain or shine. Although if it does rain, you can just look for them inside Festival Hall. Phew!
That's a nice option, isn't it? If it does rain, they've got an option.
They do. Yeah. So you don't have to really question or check the forecast. Just head on down and you'll hear them.
Perfect. Wow, it sounds like you're going to have a busy week.
I am. I hope a lot of people will. I threw a lot at you, but they are all on our website. So RacineArtsCouncil.org. for our arts events calendar.
All right. There she is, Diane Carlson, Executive Director of Racine Arts Council, and I'm Kurt Vollman on WRJN.
Round, round, get around. I get around. Yeah, get around, round, round. Where the kids are hip. My buddies and me, you're getting real well known. Yeah, the bad guys know us and they leave us alone. I get around. It's never been beat, and we've never missed yet with the girls we meet. None of the guys go steady, cause it wouldn't be right to leave your best girl home on a Saturday night.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
local news and timeless hits on WRJN. Brewers baseball coming up after 6 o'clock tonight. And don't forget, we've got your chance to win a four-pack of club seats to see the Brewers play the Marlins on Friday, July 25th. You can register to win daily, and you don't need to buy anything. Just click on the Big Deals tab at WRJN.com. Enter every day and do it before July 18th. Good luck.
You spoke, we listened. WRJN Big Deals has new local favorites in our storefront. Mahoffers on Main, Arrow Smoothies, Jaramillos. Don't see your go-to spot? Email info at WRJN.com and tell us who you want on our menu. Plus, the WRJN Big Deal of the Day serves up 50% savings on gift certificates throughout July. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and chow down on delicious savings with WRJN Big Deals.
Do you ever feel like something's missing, like you're meant to give back but don't know where to start? At Our Harmony Club, you can make a real difference in the lives of older adults just by sharing your time. Whether you love to cook, craft, lead games, or simply brighten someone's day, Our Harmony Club needs you. Volunteer once a week or more and discover the joy of giving and receiving. Visit ourharmonyclub.org to learn more. That's ourharmonyclub.org to volunteer.
Soak up the sun and turn up the fun at the Lanes on 20. Kids bowl for free through Labor Day. Stop in, sign up, and bring the whole family for a summer packed with strikes, spares, and smiles.
Yes!
Pair it with some solid wings, burgers, and barbecue from Racine's Best Kept Secret, Angry Brothers Pub. And don't miss unbeatable food and tasty beverage specials during Brewers broadcasts, the Racine Raiders Roundup, and game day gatherings. Come for the bowling, stay for the party at the Lanes on 20, just west of Green Bay Road.
Be part of history and buy a brick in the new Champions Plaza at Horlick Athletic Field. The Racine Raiders have teamed up with the City of Racine Parks, Recreation, and Cultural Services Department to add special plazas inside the main gates at Horlick Field. Get your brick to honor your school, team, or a friend or loved one today. Visit RacineRaiders.com for information.
Veterans, have you explored your benefits lately? As in, really looked at them? Veterans who bravely served our country deserve the benefits they've earned and life-saving support when they need it. We know that no one can do this alone, and we're stronger when we work together. The Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs stands ready to serve Wisconsin veterans, their families, and their survivors. With our network of partners, like your local county Veterans Service Officer, we can help connect veterans with services such as education, employment, mental health services, veteran ID, long-term care, and more. We stand ready to serve you. For more information, call 1-800-WIS-VETS or visit WISVETS.com. That's WISVETS.com. Message sponsored by Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs.
98 years, WRJN has brought you local news and now timeless hits too. Coming up, CBS News at 6 and Milwaukee Brewers baseball on the way. I'm Kurt Vollman. Thanks for being Homeward Bound with me this afternoon. I will chat with you again tomorrow afternoon at 2. Have yourself a great night.
Each night I pray that
local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN. Racine, Kenosha.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup Late Edition, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammy McCormick. The death toll in Texas from the floods is now 95 and expected to grow. Senator Ted Cruz.
The pain, the shock of what has transpired these last few days has broken the heart of our state.
Correspondent Jason Allen reports 27 of the victims were at a girls' camp.
This was just covered in mud and tree branches, and this is a camp that just sits right up on the banks of the Guadalupe River. This would have been a very difficult spot for them to find any sort of higher ground to run to.
Reporter Karen Waugh in Kerrville, where the search efforts continue.
You hear helicopters flying by every once in a while. There are boats and drones, agencies from other states and Mexico have come to help in this effort.
A tropical system swept through the Carolinas over the weekend, flooding homes. Jim Crisula reports at least one person was killed.
As much as a foot of rain fell and hundreds had to be rescued. Many need to find a new place to live. Tasa Satterwhite had to jump out of an apartment window to escape rapidly rising water in hard-hit Chapel Hill.
It was really scary. And then the lights went out. It was dark and all you could see was the water just moving. It was really scary, for real.
Many roads and bridges were washed away and tens of thousands are without power. There was also widespread flooding across South Central Virginia. Jim Crisula, CBS News.
President Trump sent letters today to some top trading partners, letting them know that if they don't reach a trade deal with the U.S. by August 1st, there will be new tariffs on their goods. CBS's Ed O'Keefe is at the White House.
He's already issued letters to the leaders of Japan and South Korea, telling them that they will face a 25% tariff on imported goods, and that the tariff may come down if you start building